These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on September 16th, 2022. Bleeping Computer's Bill Tolis highlighted a new tactic for ransomware organizations: intermittent encryption. This only encrypts part of a targeted file's content, but still makes data unrecoverable without a decryptor. The approach cuts encryption time by almost 50% and generates less file I/O operations, making it harder for automated tools to spot. Researchers at Sentinel Labs report that Lockfile began using the approach in mid-2021, and it's now been adopted by BlackBasta, AlphaV, Agenda, and Quick ransomware operators as well. South Korea's Personal Information Protection Commission fined Google and Meta for privacy law violations, saying they did not obtain prior consent when collecting user behavioral information. It fined Google 69.2 billion won, that's about 50 million US dollars, and Meta 30.8 billion won. EU lawmakers published a draft of the Cyber Resilience Act, which would set security standards for connected devices. The law would require device makers to provide sufficient and accurate information to consumers to let them understand security considerations before buying a device and set up a device securely after purchase. It would also mandate ongoing security support and patches for all new devices sold in the EU. Penalties would be up to 2.5% of annual turnover for non-compliance. The European Commission proposed a two-year timeframe for compliance if the regulation is adopted. Uber confirmed it suffered a cyber attack. Screenshots of the attack seen by Bleeping Computer show full access to Uber IT systems, like its AWS console, VMware virtual machines, Slack server, and HackerOne bug bounty program. The New York Times reportedly spoke with the attacker, who claims to be an 18-year-old, and gained access through social engineering. And finally, according to a new report from the security firm Mandiant, the threat group UNC4034 began using Trojanized versions of the PuTTY and KITTY SSH utilities to deploy a backdoor on systems. The group uses the malware as part of a campaign targeting media companies, using fake job offers from Amazon to eventually share the malware over WhatsApp. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.